A new nationwide survey finds there's strong support for LGBTQ rights in the U.S. at 69%. But that number is slipping from 71% just a few years ago. And the drop is even more pronounced among certain demographic lines. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Robert Jones, CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute, which conducted the survey. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So a 2% drop is not huge, but if you could give us context.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I would say, you know, we're still at approximately 7 in 10 support for non-discrimination protections for LGBT people today. And I should say that this question is measuring a fairly broad set of support. So it includes protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, and it covers jobs, public accommodations, and housing. So it's a fairly broad question. It is a small dip, and it really is mostly accounted for by a dip among Republicans. So we had like a 5 percentage point drop over the last 3 years among Republicans. And I think that's mostly just about this issue becoming more polarized, as many of issues today do, along party lines.
So the political climate right now, do you think that has something to do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is really about it becoming kind of a position on this issue becoming a little more attached to what it means to be a Republican, being opposed, and being a Democrat, being for. But overall, I mean, it really is just that one side. It's not independents haven't really moved. Democrats have moved up. It's really just Republicans that have shifted in a less supportive direction over the last few years.
You know, when we started seeing just strictly gay rights getting more public acceptance, it felt like it had a lot to do with people realizing, oh, that's my kid's teacher, that's my brother, that's my cousin.
Yeah, that's right. We still find that certainly people who you have a close friend or family member who's LGBT and really have a personal experience, that just continues to be one of the broadest predictors. But it's also notable that, you know, support for marriage equality, for example, just continues to go up. Our latest numbers, you know, have it that nearly two-thirds of Americans supporting same-sex marriage and 7 in 10 supporting, you know, these other rights. And the other thing to say is that, I guess, because this survey is so large, we were able to look at all 50 states. And in all 50 states, this may be surprising, that support for LGBT non-discrimination laws, there's majority support in all 50 states. You know, California is at 73% support, almost three-quarters, very high. But it's also notable that in a state like Mississippi, which happens to be my home state, support there is actually 59%. So it's only a really 14-point gap between California and Mississippi.
So how could you close that gap? How would you work at closing that gap?
Well, we're a nonpartisan, non-advocacy organization, so that's not really what we're up to. But what we're up to is really measuring the way that gap is closing. And it really is on non-discrimination issues about younger people coming more online and into adulthood that is really shifting. The divides are very, very large along generational lines. And that's really been part of the story from Mississippi to California.
That's what I wondered about. So younger people, what do the numbers look like for younger people?
Yeah, you know, they're very, very strong among younger people. And those divides cut across really all groups. So, for example, if you look at younger Republicans, there's 63% support non-discrimination laws versus only 48% among older Republicans. So that gives you some sense of how big, even among Republicans who tend to be less supportive, there's this big, big gap even there by age.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing the information with us. Robert Jones, CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute.